You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Radio, the name is Larry, and then Presso, what's up?
What's good, bro?
I'm over introducing you. We have a couple of those. So, yo, you have a tour coming up?
Yeah.
Like 200 years tour.
It's a Euro tour. So I'm gonna do a couple of countries. Germany being the bulk of the gigs. We've got about 16 dates and we have 3 that are yet to be confirmed. So it's going to be about 20 shows in total, hopefully. So we're going to do Germany, Belgium, England, Scotland.
Germany loves you, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the response is great. The response is great each time I go. And I've got some regular spots that book me every year now. So that's a good thing. I also got some bookings from for some sofa concerts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen those like online.
Yeah,
pretty dope vibe. Pretty much similar vibe with what we were trying to do with Acoustic Night a couple of years ago and City Sessions. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, you know, I'm actually excited about the entire tour.
So, and I'm looking at that acoustic sofa sessions. That's an opportunity to learn, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's become a global phenomenon, so it's kind of like an endorsement.
So we were phenomenons before everybody decided that's a phenomenon, right?
Well, I mean, it's really up to the people. And once you do a dope performance and you've got some good music, then, you know, popularity grows. And
it's a thing.
It's a thing. It becomes a thing. So I'm hoping that, you know, my performances is going to become a thing.
So a couple of months ago, you told us that there was a new song coming out. We're still waiting.
Yes. I'm only releasing that when I come back.
So why are we waiting?
We started working on it already. But I was
is there
just
a video? What's the story?
Yes, it's going to be song and video.
Is the video done?
No, not yet.
Remember, I talked to you last time. Like,
yeah, we're working on the video. Yeah, we're working on it, but we want it to be amazing. So, you know, you can't rush amazing.
So, before we go, who started Zim Dancehall? Was it Chill Spot or was it Winky D?
Who started Zim Dancehall? Snap! That's a tricky one. Asha, do you know what? Zim Dancehall is like a pair of twins. Chill Spot gave birth to one, Winky D gave birth to the other. As far as I'm concerned.
All I'm doing is I'm waiting for a Zim Dancehall song coming out from Prayer. So I think it's going to be so good. It's going to be called something about love. It's going to be about love.
Maybe, we'll see. We'll see.
Bless up yourself.
All right, cheers, man.
Cheers.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com